This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of small acts, in particular, acts of kindness. Sometimes our minds can be wired to think that major blessings stem from major acts. This is not always the case. Sometimes we may go the extra mile for another or inconvenience ourselves in a way. They may not have any idea to what extent we've done this, but God does because He knows our hearts. And I had this thought as I was reading in Genesis 24, where Abraham directs his servant to go back to his hometown to find a wife for his son Isaac. The servant loads up 10 camels with all sorts of gifts for this wife to be. And he reaches this small town on his journey. He's exhausted. He's thirsty. He meets a woman by the name of Rebecca and asks her for a drink of water. She not only provides him water, but offers water for his 10 camels. Now, we can only assume to the extent that Rebecca has inconvenienced herself because of all of the multiple trips she has to make back to the stream to provide water for his camels. Shortly thereafter, the servant asks Rebecca, would she marry Isaac? And she says yes. So it's interesting how Rebecca starts out in a servant role, so to speak, but she ends up with servants because she is now the daughter-in-law of Abraham, a very rich young woman. The words that inspire me are, whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Proverbs 11:25. Tomorrow, let's talk about the good times. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And remember, God sees your acts of kindness.